what you do first, can go ahead, Austin.
Well, depending on what you say, I think we ought to cover, one of us ought to cover the fact that most people aren't frustrated. They think it costs too much, actually, in fact, you think you'll make it,
I'll let you take those points, and that point that I think that it costs too much, it doesn't work, and you can't do anything about it, and this gets that problem.
You know, the one problem is I thought that we could discuss perhaps just a very grave political problem, and it's happy to one which is the greatest confidence we might imagine. It's agriculture. The land farmers are really raising on the ground, and they say now they've got to go to 3 windows rather than 1. I don't think that's true. As a matter of fact, they go to 30 windows now, that's right. But I would like for you to put your mind, if you would, to how we can modify them. In other words, maybe there's a way to put up a farmer window here or something, and I don't know, or a clearing house in the White House, or I don't know, but, or maybe as you say, just, remember we decided to do this, we do the flavor of the farm, the rest of the business, we said, well, let's have all of our animals, but I don't know, how significant do you think the farm thing is?
It's not good yet.
I would say that personally, I think what happens in the farm really matters is what happens with prices.
That's like the milk,
that matters a lot. Did that go all right?
Well, I don't know.
I'm doing that for that reason.
Well, that John said to me that they've talked to the world of mills, and he didn't think it was under reading. That's what he was talking about. He said,
we'll never read.
We're reading in time.
Well, on agriculture, my approach is going to be with reversing this. I'm just going to say, look, y'all get the cues of alcohol things. So what you got, you got food stamps, you got surplus commodities, you got everything in the world here that they give to India to feed the poor and to feed the poor of New York. And yet your corporation, your knowledge, your manpower, your knowledge, it really contributes nothing to your welfare. If you get plenty of parts, you have this. If you don't get the local out here, these cities, actually, are already going to absolutely destroy you. You're not going to have any kind of a program that's going to help you. So that my approach is going to be, they've got to get out of the spotlight and out of the limelight. They've got to get submerged because they can't exist for very long. They can't be perfect.
Yeah, I don't say that you're ready to be up,
well, he's very young.
No question.
You really come down to it. You stop and think about it. On that photo of SSC, that was so gross. Here, 3 people. Anderson, the person who just practically
seen
my
life. Yes, he left.
That marker, who was ridiculously unpredictable, left him and John were still in. But I'll tell you this, I feel exactly as you do, John. This country doesn't go forward in anything like that. I think because we're fighting the right battle here. No, of course, the public may not be with us yet, but they will be in the end.
Don't you think?
Yes, sir. Well, for us, the next 2 weeks now, we spend about a week got to talk to you because we're going to have a monetary crisis in the world. Oh, just like you might wish.
Yeah, we got a negative balance of payments first 2.5 months this year of $5 billion.
Right. We got the Germans coming over here and they want us to give some guarantees. We got the Netherlands that come in and say we won't go. And the Dutch and Swiss are talking about the same damn thing. Germany, for the first time in the history of the world, got $15.5 billion reserves and we got $13.5 billion. This is going to be a serious problem for us. And when we get to the point where we're not even willing to finance, I keep the lead for our